Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host has been...
My flagging co-host, Jerry Perisman.
And, which I said earlier in this segment, I just am so appreciative of Jerry and all his participation in the Project Independence programs, but also for being a co-host. And... You know, if you're listening and you want to be a co-host, that's fine. You can go to Jerry School of Co-hosting. And it's not too prohibitive.
Small price, small diploma.
Yeah, and I want to thank Jerry because Jerry came in. He's, you know, it's so great because I called Jerry and said, Jerry, our co-host canceled. And Jerry said, no problem. I have nothing going on. I will be there.
Right.
And, you know, so I want to thank Jerry, you know, for coming through
in
the clutch there.
Come back. Right.
But, you know, it's really important, too, what John said. You know, we're always looking for co-hosts, whether you want to be a co-host or if you want to suggest someone to be on the program as well. You know, it's really painless. I'm sure Jerry could attest to that.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't need... You don't need to be have radio experience.
Right.
You know, you just need to come in and want to listen and learn. And I think that's really it.
To be honest, it's relaxing. It really is.
That's what we try to make it that way.
Two great people here, and it's just a wonderful morning.
Yeah, no,
be a co-host. You're going to get a lot out of it.
No, that's what I think is like important. You know, about this show in general too. It's because you're always going to take away something. You know, Iris will give a little credit to Iris about her golden nuggets that she kind of coined that phrase, and you really do. You really walk away with something, even if you thought you knew about an organization. There's always something that you didn't know all the details of as well, and it's a privilege to be able to kind of showcase different people in the community and topics as well. So, a little plug for how great PI is.
It's the truth. No, but it really is. It's an amazing program.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, and just today's an example. We're between Parker and Sage and then the Port Washington Play Troupe.
Right, yeah.
Three dynamic organizations.
Right. Three things that you should know something
that you
about.
Exactly. You should know something about. Just to be a better person on a daily basis. Nothing more.
Well, North Hempstead has just been, you know, in all aspects we always talk about, they really try to better the community. And what I think is a great new initiative that they're doing is they're replacing street name signs with new lettering that's easier to read, which I think is great because, you know, Project Independence, we have a pedestrian safety transportation subcommittee. I know Jerry's involved with it as well. And they really talk about, you know, different things, you know, whether there's lines that need to be repainted or, you know, a stop sign that needs to be added. There's all different things. And I thought it's interesting that now the town is realizing that a lot of these street signs are difficult to read. And the lettering isn't big. The sign's not big. So they're taking a whole initiative that they're going to make all these signs more visible and easier for drivers to read. It's going to be based on these regulations through the manual on uniform traffic control devices. And it's going to have mixed capital and lowercase lettering, I guess, because now most of them have all capital letters, and it's very difficult to kind of read while driving. So they're going to be doing that, and it's going to be, however the sign's made, it's going to help with reflectiveness and everything, too. Because I know that when I'm driving, sometimes there's a sign that you can't even
see it.
I can't tell you how many times I
see it. You see it when you pass it.
Right, it's true. And you're struggling to look. And
After a block past where you should turn.
And you know what it is, too? It's, you know, it's great that in the age of, you know, we have GPS devices and stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of times that it's not necessary. You need to be able to kind of see on the street signs. So that, I think, is great. So you could check around town and see all the new signs being put up for that. There's also going to be ARP driving courses are coming up at Clinton G. Martin Park. I think the one for this weekend, March 12th, is all booked. But April 9th, there's a course, and May 14th, and there's a bunch of other dates in June as well. They're $20 for members of ARP and $25 for non-members. You must be 50 years of age or older to take this course, and it's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. So.
And you do. You save money. I mean, you're not saving millions of dollars, but you're saving more than the $20 it costs you.
Sure.
And again, you're going to learn something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll say, that's why I'm doing this. And
no, it's definitely, and you know, it's really funny because it's an extremely popular class. So I recommend that if you're interested, you come and book it because, you know, people are constantly coming in all day long bringing in their checks.
Well, if you go to these private classes, you're going to pay much more.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that 20. I mean, even if you're not a member at $25, it's definitely, you know, at least something that's a feasible price. So you can call 311 for the whole list of dates for that as well. I also want to give a little shout out to my Brother's Keeper initiative that the town of North Hempstead is doing. And it originally came through President Obama had this program, and the town took part in it, which has mm-hmm. been great. And I'm a mentor, and it's really an extremely rewarding program. It's with ninth graders from Westbury High School. And this week, which just passed, we had Eric Coleman, who used to play for the Jets, came on.
I thought you were about the little guy. Yeah. Different strokes.
That would have been exciting, too. But Eric Coleman used to play for the Jets. I think he played for the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
He came to speak to them because he had a difficult upbringing.
Wow.
And it was really just watching it. The kids were so engaged, and you know they got to take pictures. He did autographs for them, and he really like his story was just so relatable to them. And they were asking really amazing questions because normally you know they're a little timid and shy, but he was just ask me anything you want, and it was such an amazing session. And it was just you could just tell it made a difference. Everybody walked away just feeling very good. So it's a pleasure to be a part of.
I'm not going to take from what Christina does because she's a personal mentor to one of the fellas. But wait, when you get somebody like a celebrity that they look up to,
absolutely,
it just takes it to the next level.
You know, and that's what was really amazing is you know a lot of the kids that we mentor, you know, play a sport, so they're either on a football team or on a basketball team. So it was so exciting. I mean, and it was even what made it wonderful is the mentors were all so engaged with his story too. Because he was a wonderful, he does broadcasting now.
Okay.
You know, and his whole point was that, you know, these sports careers don't last forever.
Right.
You know, he actually had a long one. His was about like 10 years, which is long, in these kind of things. But he showed that, you know, in school, you know, in college, you know, he got there because of football, but he's like, you had to work hard, you had to study, you know, and so he went into communications. That's how he was able to kind of get this broadcasting background. So. It was really great. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think it's just another, you know, interesting realm of initiatives that the town of North Hempstead is participating in. So shout out to my Brother's Keeper. And hopefully they're going to be expanding the program, too. So if you're interested, you could always give 311 a call and find out more information on that. Project Independence is certainly busy this spring. It really is. You know, when I put together these community events, it just blows my mind about all the different, you know, when you see
there's
it
so
all
much
together,
going on.
It's like, wow, there's really never a dull moment. And Thursday, March 17th at Magnolia Gardens, there's going to be a program through Cornell Cooperative Extension called Be Active. And they're going to teach you the best ways to stay active and healthy. And what I think is wonderful, Cornell provides every month a different topic at Magnolia Gardens. So they do all different wonderful, wonderful things. And they all tie together on kind of just being active and healthy. So that is going to be on March 17th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can call 311 to register for that program. And we also have coming up on March 22nd from 2:15 to 3:15 at Clinton G. Martin Park is our World in Motion group. And it's one of our volunteers. She's a former professor, Martha Cohen, and she's going to come on. She does a whole current events thing, and it's really – I've been hearing wonderful, wonderful reviews on the program, and I think it's fun that one of our volunteers is able to facilitate this group. You know, it just shows you the different options of Project Independence. You know, it's really it's nice because it was one of her talents, and she's still able to do that with us. So that's going to be Tuesday, March 22nd at 2:15 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. So you can call to register for that. And Thursday, March 24th, there's going to be the All About Pneumonia and Prevnar Vaccines. This is going to be through Margaret Rossa, she's the Rite Aid Wellness Ambassador. And, you know, Rite Aid, these wellness ambassadors offer wonderful, wonderful programs. They've come to a bunch of our health fairs, and they do a lot of programs for us.
I just want to add, I got the Prevnar shot 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
did you?
Okay,
yeah.
And no reaction whatsoever, as if it never happened.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. I don't know if you folks listen on the radio to former Mayor Dinkins was in the hospital for 3 weeks with pneumonia.
Yeah, it's
three
real.
Weeks. Came out yesterday and today. It makes an awful lot of sense. obviously, check with your physician.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
No recommendation is go and do it blindly. But if he says okay or she says okay, think seriously
about
doing it.
No, because, especially, working with the senior population, pneumonia is such a huge, huge thing.
Right.
You might not be in the hospital for pneumonia, but a lot of times it gets developed in the hospital. And it really, the effects can be extreme.
Right.
So I think it's just great. This is just going to, a lot of people were asking about it. So our nurse coordinated this program. You'll learn about all the different facts and you'll be able to ask questions as well. So that's going to be at the Port Washington Senior Center on Thursday, March 24th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. We also have, which is one of my favorite programs, it's been offered a lot. It's called All the World's a Stage. It's really an interesting program, and the way she does it, she doesn't want to give too much away because it's very fun. Mm. Oh, we're running out of time. It's about the stages of our life, and that's Friday, March 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's going to be at the Port Washington Senior Center. So I definitely recommend this chat. It's very fun.
And now it's the end of the Christina Luce Show. What do we do till next week,
Jerry?
I have no idea.
We pray that she comes back.
Oh, that's it. Every week we have to pray for her to come back.
Right. I got to find out my birthday countdown.
You're doing a fabulous job. Right.
We're out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Chris. Chris is an engineer who I've never worked with before, and I thank you very much. Things ran so smooth. It's a pleasure dealing with anybody from WCWP. But Chris, I thank you personally. Until next week, I want to thank everybody, Christina and Jerry, and you've been listening to 88.1 FM. WCWP.org. Thank you.
Thank you.